Well, if you've been working from home through the pandemic, you might be desperate to get back to the office. But what if you're not? Can your employer force you to come back into the workplace? Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
The first question is, can you do your job at home?
Whether the employer can lawfully and reasonably require a person to perform their work at a particular place.
University of Sydney Professor Emerita Joellen Riley is an expert in employment law. If your job requires you to be at work and your employer can demonstrate they've provided a safe environment for you to work, you'll generally need to return, except in specific circumstances.
Under disability discrimination legislation, to make reasonable accommodations for anyone with a disability. So if, for instance, I had some condition that made me seriously immune compromised so that even vaccination wasn't protecting me and that I really did need to be very isolated during this period, there might be an additional burden on the employer to see whether they can make reasonable accommodations for me particularly, even though in general they may be well within their rights to say everybody else can come back and perform their work.
Jobs that can be reasonably fulfilled from home, however, might require a bit more negotiation from both employers and employees.
It really is incumbent upon employees in those circumstances to make it clear to the employer that they can perform their duties and they are, in fact, being productive.
Professor Riley says, regardless of the circumstance, employees should always broach the subject as a discussion rather than making demands.
Really, you don't actually have a right to keep your job and have someone continue to pay you in circumstances where you're not willing to cooperate in doing the job. But what you do have is a certain range of protections and opportunities to negotiate what in our industrial system we call a fair go all round.
Returning to work is, of course, a broader issue than just the needs of employers and employees. Working from home has led to a huge drop in foot traffic in cities. CEO of the Small Business Council, Alexi Boyd, says until workers head back to the office, small businesses that operate in CBDs will continue to suffer.
It is a very dire situation. I know that there's local governments and big business and small businesses all trying to work together to get that foot traffic back in. But unless big companies and government agencies make the decision to require workers to go back into the office, and this is obviously a fraught issue, those small businesses are not going to survive.
And small businesses have their own issues to grapple with too. Alexi Boyd says many aren't sure how to handle sick employees once more people come back to the office.
They're not entirely sure whether it is that they have to put someone onto sick leave if they're not actually sick, but they're waiting for a test result to come back. Or if they're a close contact, are they actually sick? Does that mean I put them on sick leave? There's also the question about the accumulated annual leave that's been accumulating over the period of time when small businesses have been in lockdown. So that's quite a large liability there.
She's calling on governments to set out clear rules so businesses know what their requirements are as employees continue to return to work or not.
That's Bridget Fitzgerald reporting there.